It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
They're looking for a point guard who's logged a lot of games in the NBA, who is going to run an offense that they trust when Jalen Brunson's on the bench and or if he gets hurt.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jim. There's something circulating out there. It's called Baseball Karen, okay? It's a lady that approached a man and his son about getting a baseball back that had hit in her area of the stadium, but it bounced around and the guy grabbed it, gave it to his son, and it was his son's birthday. And this lady, she went unhinged. She went over and said, "I want my baseball back," and demanded that she get the ball back. And it's been going viral. It's been everywhere.
I have a different view of it, to be honest with you.
Okay, go ahead.
So my thought is he did take it out of her hand. When I watched the video again, first of all, he jumped like to two sections to go over to get the ball, right? And she was reached down and she even says to him, "You took it out of my hand." And if you look, she is behind there and it does look like he took it out of her hand. Now, I think when she went over and approached him and was screaming at him that she wanted her ball back, I don't think she realized that he had given it to his son yet. I think that she just wanted the ball back and she wasn't thinking if he gave it to a little kid or not. But obviously, I saw it differently than everybody else did because, first of all, the Phillies gave him a gigantic package of goodies, right? He also got a brand new RV from, what's that guy's name that owns Campers World? Marcus. Marcus gave him a new RV.
He got an RV?
And two tickets to the World Series.
No kidding.
Oh, wow. I didn't know the RV. Oh, yeah, they made out.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And Japers, I think that dad did take it out of Karen's hand.
Yeah. Now, here's my take. I don't think he did. I don't think he did. In baseball, when a foul ball or a home run goes into the stands, it's free for all. It's like a scrum. Whomever gets it, whoever comes out of the pile with the ball, gets the ball. That's the cardinal rule with baseball.
Have you seen that one? Well, I don't think that's true because did you see that old one where that old man has the ball and that guy behind him yanks it out of his hand?
That's different. Once you have it in your possession,
I think she had it in her possession.
Well, I didn't. The way I saw it, I didn't think she had it in her possession. I think she was going for it, but I don't think she ever had the ball. And he grabbed the ball. But I'm just saying the cardinal rule in baseball is that whomever gets the ball, it's your ball. If you get the ball and get possession of it, right? That's the way it usually works. But this kid and the dad made out like a bandit.
Yeah, they did.
Man, getting all that, all the, you know, merch they got.
And now, of course, Spirit Halloween has already made a Karen outfit.
I love it. It's so good. It's got the wig and everything.
I know. It's so funny.
This lady has been poisoned.
Poor thing.
She's the new CEO and his mistress on Kiss Camp.
Yeah, for sure.
That's 100%. What she is. She got caught at the ballpark.
I feel bad for her.
Doing something rude.
You know, just from the angle I saw it, I was like, I don't know, you guys. I'd rewatch that because I feel like she did have the ball and he took it out of her hand.
All right. Let's put it to Texadato. All right. 303-22-L. 303-222-5423. You've seen the videos. It's been circulating everywhere. Who was in the right or who was in the wrong? I think the lady was wrong with what she did, but I think it turned out great for the dad and the son.
At the end of the day, who cares?
I mean, who cares? Yeah. You're right. They made out like a bandit. But
new camper?
Was she wrong?
A new RV? Because your dad has a baseball, and he did the right thing, by the way, because she was berating him, and so she gave him the ball, and he got you a brand new RV.
All right, Texadato, was Karen wrong? Was baseball Karen wrong? Here's the moment that she goes to get the ball. They're arguing over the baseball. Then the dad later on speaks up about what the confrontation was actually like.
I had my whole hand around it. Like, it was right on the ball and right back up because there was other people headed this way. Like, you could see the commotion. I just grabbed it and immediately turned around and put it in his glove. And I gave him a hug because I was so happy. Something touched my arm and then she just screamed in my ear. That's my ball. Like, so loud. I'm like, I was like, wow, why are you here?
A lot of people wanted to know, what was your, like, in that moment, your reaction?
The touch wasn't a big deal because I thought it was the people behind us or the people in front of us that we have been talking to the whole game, friends of ours. It took a second to process of like, why is this lady here? I thought she would just eventually go away, but she was very persistent. And I'm standing there with my kids and there was kind of a fork in the road. Like, I'm going to go one direction and they'll probably regret or go this direction and do something in front of my kids that, you know, like a teacher.
I love it's a free-for-all when those balls go into the stands.
I think it's so funny how then everybody then started turning against the dad on social media. Like, why didn't you stick up for your kid? You lost your man card. Yeah. Oh, my God.
You know what? I felt the same way. It was like, why didn't you give her the ball back? I wouldn't have given it to her.
Oh, my God.
Of course, you wouldn't have an RV right now if you had
given
it back to her, right?
Again, it all turned out just great.
It did work out pretty good. All right, Texanero, what do you think? Was baseball Karen wrong in the way she approached this thing, or did she have possession of the ball that should be hers? It's your choice. BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on The Fan, 101.9 FM.
My job is to try to get us to a championship. That's all I care about. Because remember, when they fired Tibbs, what they said in their PR statement that they put out, and that was, we're all about championships, and I'm paraphrasing. We want to win a championship, and the reason we essentially fired the coach is we don't think he can get us there.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.